So, another rambly boob beckons. So we're in the cemetery. Just been listening to All One Word talk about rambly boos and his inception of rambly boos. And yes, I was some poor Jasper. Poor little Jasper. Oh dear. Anyway, I struggled to do a proper rambly boo, so I don't know if this is a technical rambly boo or not, I don't know. So we're walking through the cemetery, just been to the doctor's. Just for a blood test, nothing major, just a bit of cholesterol to see if it's too high still. It was too high last time. They want to put me on statins eventually, and I'm resisting the urge to go on statins. It's one of those drugs that if you read up about them, some people say they're good and some people say they're bad. I don't really like taking medication if I can help it, but I'll take it if I'm told to. So I went last week for this plantar fasciitis on my left heel. I've had it since Christmas and I can't shift it, so she's giving me these anti-inflammatory pills and I don't think they're agreeing with me, to be honest, somehow. Can't quite work it out. Yes, I'm not really keen on taking tablets. There's no scratchy noises. So we're now in the quiet part of the cemetery. Yeah, so I can't really do a totally random rambly boo. I suppose it depends on the way your brain is wired. Some people can, some people can't. I tend to be more structured in the way I think. And it's the thoughts, I have to think about things before they come out of my mouth, you know what I mean? It's, I have actually to analyse the subject. So it's quite quiet in the cemetery here today. And it's a lot less humid. Yesterday was really humid. I went to the Wye Forest and it was humid there. So I've got a good selection of blackberries from the Wye Forest. So I washed them and I've got them in the freezer. So when the weather's really bad and I'm stuck in the house on a rainy afternoon, I shall make blackberry and apple jam. I made jelly, the blackberry and apple jelly, that was really nice before. That was really nice. So I'm interested in the course that Big Rick's doing, his bookbinding lark. That's the only bit of printing I've never done, his bookbinding. I've pretty much touched most areas of printing. But bookbinding is a real skill. As Rick intimated, a millimetre out is too much. You've got to be precise. And I wonder if that's the way I've lived my life. I get frustrated with other people when their standards aren't as high as mine, because I've always been taught to have high standards. And I reckon part of it is the fact that during in the print trade, when I first started, in my apprenticeship, that part of the trade now no longer exists, it's all on one computer, but at the time you had to do everything manually and you couldn't even beat a thousandth of an inch out. Certain things had to fit absolutely precisely, you know, even to the width of human hair. But bookbinding is a skilled art. I'm pretty sure that if you, as an apprentice bookbinder, it was a 7-year apprenticeship back in the day. Pretty sure of that. It's a good skill. So next time we meet, Mr. Big Rick, I shall inspect your handiwork. I shall give it the TurboStream seal of approval, or not, depending on how bad it is. It's actually quite a therapeutic thing when you print something. Because obviously been the last probably 10 years, I was just a printer. So often you'd see flat sheets and you'd never see them again once they've gone through the finishing. If they were sent out to an outside place to be finished, you wouldn't necessarily see the finished article. So it's always nice when you did a particularly good piece of printing and it was bound into a book. But what a difference the binding makes. I used to print a lot of yearbooks at one time. At the end of the year, the kids would send all the photographs and there'd be like a report. And it's a lot of them got bound exactly the same way as Rick's been binding. So they were multi-section things to be bound, and then sometimes they were wire bound with a wire, and other times, depending on how thick the book is, things are a section sewn, which I know Rick's done, where you physically tie the various sections together, and then they're all bound into a book. So, and then they're perfect bound with the glue. So what Rick was doing, for the pictures I've seen, he was doing the hardback covers, and then the text would be bound into that. And then on top of the, when it's all bound into the case binding, and then you'd have a front sheet that would stick to the first page of the bound text section and the actual cover. And that was quite a skill as well to get that lined up so it doesn't look out of square. It's a fascinating subject. And obviously then you can take it further and do leather bound stuff and all sorts. Really interesting part of printing. It's actually the thing I'm struggling with as well. So me and McColgan, or McColgan and I, is that the correct English? Quite a lot of the mornings, we tend to have this 3 minute breathing space that Nicola Wavox started. And such as sometimes I sit down and I can't clear my mind, I try, and other times I can. It's funny how the mind works. It goes back to doing these rambly boos. Can't we do a rambly boo properly? So I should come rambling through the cemetery. I'm now going to have some breakfast because I'm starving, because I need to have I couldn't have any breakfast, so I'm now going to have maybe a bacon and egg sarnie. Oh yes. So from the relative peace and quiet of the cemetery, with the chap mowing the lawns, I should bid you farewell on this another rambly boo.